in Randolph County and from miles around. Everybody loves that smooth sound. Radio Ransparta means WHCO.
Car folks on the go, it's 1230.
That's WHBO. We love to have you with us. We want you all to know.
From Rio Country 1230 and 97.3 WHCO. Time now for the People Speak program. We're taking your calls at 443-2121 or toll free 877-443-1230. Now, the People Speak.
Good morning. 9:27 here. I'm Jeff. This is the People Speak. Hope you're having a good morning. Hope you had a good weekend. Going to be talking today with Kelsey from the St. Louis Dairy Council. And how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing awesome. It's Monday, though, so it's not my favorite day of the week.
True. You know, that's one thing. Like I said, I've never been real big in sales, but I mean, I've heard from other salespeople, they say Mondays are the worst day to try to sell anything to anyone because, you know, business-wise, because they're looking at an entire week ahead of them, you know. So, and then Friday's another bad day because they're wanting to get out of there.
Yes. And the Monday after Super Bowl, people are just worn out.
Oh, yes, definitely. So, but we're going to be talking about a couple things here. Mainly National Children's Dental Month is this month, and we'll be talking about that.
Yes, all the things about oral health and the importance dairy plays in it as well.
All right, I'll tell you what, we've got a break here. Let's go ahead and take that real quick, and we'll come back and talk with Kelsey from the St. Louis Dairy Council. You're listening to The People Speak on Real Country 1230 and 97.3 WHCO. And this is The People Speak. Stick around. We'll be right back with the program. But right now, joining us, we've got Robert from Hooker's Men's Store. How are you doing today?
Hey, I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I can't complain.
Well, I think the sunshine makes us all feel good.
I think so. It helps. And it's Valentine's Day, too.
Oh, yeah, exactly. And, you know, it kind of sneaked up on us a little bit. Mm-hmm. But, you know, Valentine's Day is always a fun day, I think. I like all the red, all the hearts, all the good feelings. So I think everything's going real good for it. And we have some great gift ideas at Hooker's Men's Store. We have a gift counter that includes 7 aftershave colognes. We have tie bars, tie chains, billfolds, cufflinks, money clips. We even have suspenders and collar extenders on it. That's just one idea of a little gift section we have. Kind of our main item, though, has been our I Love Hooker's t-shirts. And they're a real catchy thing, and they're a lot of fun, and they're good for guys and gals. So that certainly makes a perfect Valentine gift idea. We also have a sale rack right inside the front door that includes a variety of shirts and sweaters. So you can certainly find some bargains there. Or if you're in the mood for spring, we get spring merchandise every day now. It's starting to come in, of course. So we're getting it out. We've got it ready to go. So but we can certainly help you with items from the gift counter or the I Love Hooker's t-shirts, the sale rack, or if you're ready for something new for spring, they make a great Valentine gift. And, of course, we gift wrap anything free. So we hope your listeners will come down to see us for Valentine's Day. All we can say is it's here.
It definitely is. The year is moving along.
Yeah, it's either today or you have to wait for another year. So so today might be the way to go.
I would say probably the best.
I would say so too. And I'm going to head back to the store now and enjoy the sunshine. But, you know, there's that little bit of chill in the wind. We can't get rid of that, can we?
No, not quite yet. Not in February, I don't think.
No. But you take care. Have a good week.
All right, you too.
Thank you.
All right. Robert from Hooker's Men's Store stopping in to talk with us this morning here on The People Speak. And be sure and stop by at Hooker's Men's Store in Sparta here. And welcome back to The People Speak. I'm Jeff again, and we are talking with Kelsey from the St. Louis Dairy Council, and Kelsey patiently waiting by. Still there, right? Okay.
Yeah.
mentioned we were, February is National Children's Dental Month, and dairy can play a big role in dental health, and I guess we can talk a little bit about why, first off, why is it important we need to educate our children about the power of dairy?
It's so important to start early in life to educating our kids on the power of dairy. Milk and dairy products are delicious, but they also have significant contributions to our health as well, because they are offering a really, really good source of calcium. This unique mineral supports a lot of different metabolic processes in our bodies, but it is also stored in our bones, which means it's crucial to consume enough all throughout our lifespan. The dietary guidelines for Americans recommend that adults consume about 3 servings of dairy per day and to get enough calcium in their diet. And also children as young as 1 year old should be starting, actually they can start consuming cheese and yogurt as old as 6 months and then start consuming milk at the age of 1 year old, and building up to that 3 servings a day to make sure they're getting enough calcium in their diet, to make sure they have strong bones and teeth, and going along with our theme of oral health.
Right, definitely. I have heard about that. You know, I do remember that from my childhood as well, talking about, you know, milk and the protein and how it you know, helps with teeth and everything. So, I mean, that's something that really needs to be put out there, and people need to remember.
Yeah, and that's great news that carried with you all the way from your childhood, and that's the goal we need to have for our kids today too, to make sure that they're carrying that good health all throughout their life.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so let's get into why dairy foods, milk and dairy foods, are good for our teeth.
So we just talked about calcium. It's important to get this mineral from our foods. Dairy is loaded with it. But also, you know, aside from just helping with our bones and our teeth, the storage of calcium in our bones and teeth, tooth enamel also absorbs calcium, which can strengthen against decay. Phosphorus is another mineral found in dairy, and that is really beneficial for overall health. But in regards to teeth, phosphorus helps that calcium to maximize its strengthening ability in the enamel. So phosphorus is really good for the enamel too. Vitamin D, we typically think we get this from the sun, but we also get it from our diet too, and especially in dairy. And this nutrient helps your enamel to absorb that calcium as well. So get your teeth nice and strong. Where if you have a vitamin D deficiency, you are more susceptible for decay and also gum disease as well. So it's really important to get that vitamin D in that dairy provides. And then casein, this is a protein that's found in dairy. You just mentioned that you remember learning about the great protein that dairy has to offer. That casein helps to put a protective film over the teeth, and coupled with other nutrients like the phosphorus and calcium and vitamin D, it further reduces your risk of tooth decay. The pH in dairy foods is really important as well for your teeth. It helps to keep your mouth pH neutral. So make sure, you know, if you're looking for a healthy snack for your teeth, dairy might be a really good option, especially cheese, because cheese can actually help clean your teeth and keep your mouth pH neutral as well. And then also saliva production. So we all love the taste of, you know, different dairy products that are out there, and they do stimulate saliva production because they're so delicious. And saliva helps to maintain and repair your teeth as well to help lead to a healthy smile. So,
right. Still need to brush your teeth, but milk will help. Kind of add to
it. Yes. That is important. Do not stop brushing your teeth, but...
Well, gee, Mom, I drank milk this morning. I don't need to brush my teeth now. Yeah, that's not going to work, right?
A really good excuse, but it's not
right.
Going to work.
Right. So we know milk and dairy products are a great way to enhance your dental health. What else do kids need to be doing to ensure good oral health?
Well, you just nailed it on the head with your last comment. We need to be brushing our teeth 2 minutes twice daily with a soft bristled toothbrush. So even though you're eating dairy, you cannot stop brushing your teeth. Make sure you're also flossing once a day, using mouthwash between meals to keep your mouth free of debris. Also make sure that you're fitting fluoride into your oral care routine as well. These are all oral hygiene steps that need to be taken whether we're eating healthy for our teeth or not.
Right. So again, you know, good excuse, but it's not going to work. You know, just like my tummy hurts. I don't want to go to school today because there's a big test today, right? You know, I don't want to brush my teeth because I drank milk already, so I don't have to brush my teeth, right? Same kind of life.
Exactly. People will come up with any excuse. That's for sure. But we have to stay on top of them, make sure that they're doing the right thing.
Exactly. I'll tell you what, we're going to have the break here. Let's go ahead and throw that in, and we'll come back and talk some more. And we'll be talking with Kelsey from the St. Louis Dairy Council. We'll be back right after this. Again, we're talking with Kelsey from the St. Louis Dairy Council, talking about February and National Children's Dental Health Month and the importance of dairy in dental health. And Kelsey, we've been hearing, we've been talking about milk, but we've been hearing for years about how sugary beverages are terrible for dental health. So what can listeners do to find alternatives to those sweet beverages?
Absolutely right. Soda can be super tough on your teeth because it wears it down over time. That acid that comes with soda, it has some wear and tear that really can't be replaced without dental professional help. So that really wears down on your enamel. It doesn't get restored over time. And like we've been saying, milk and dairy foods really helps to repair that enamel, strengthen it, all of that good stuff. So my suggestion is instead of reaching for a soda, maybe reach for milk or even if it's a flavored milk to help replenish and restore that enamel. But also, you know, maybe it's the carbonation that you're really missing. And there are so many different carbonated flavored waters that are out there now. Maybe you could try that out and pair it with cheese or yogurt as a snack for an extra boost to kind of help heal your enamel that's been broken down over time with soda consumption.
You mentioned the milk and the flavors. I mean, there's a lot more flavors of milk out there now than there was when I was a kid.
Yes, and they come out with new flavors all the time and seasonal flavors and all of that good stuff. But the great thing about the flavored milks is that they're still offering 13 essential nutrients and all of that calcium and vitamin D and phosphorus that your teeth need. So you can kind of rest assured, even if it's flavored milk, you're still getting good nutrition there versus picking up a soda that has no real nutritional value. It's just kind of working on breaking down your teeth and it's not that good for you. It doesn't have good nutrition. So make sure you're picking up the milk or even a flavored milk, trying out something new as well.
Yeah. You say, you know, someone will say, well, soda's good. Well, so is milk, though. So no excuse there, right?
It tastes good. I know that it does. But you know what else tastes good? Flavored milk.
So right, exactly.
You're making a better choice there, for sure.
So how can people try to squeeze more dairy into their diets for good oral health and just good health in general?
There are so many ways that you can meet your dairy consumption needs. The recommendation is for adults to get in 3 servings a day, but there's a lot of different ways that you can get dairy in besides just simply drinking a glass of milk. You could try out smoothies. You could do like a charcuterie board, cheese and crackers. You could do my favorite is throwing cheese on my broccoli, getting in some extra dairy there. Get grilled cheese sandwiches are always an option. Milk and soups, like a potato soup would be really delicious with this cold weather. Drinking a glass of milk with your meals, like we talked about, getting in flavored milk or yogurt and granola. There's so many different ways that you can get squeeze dairy into your diet. And we always have good recipes at the Dairy Council, so we have a really good one this month, actually.
Okay, one thing before we get to that, I'm going to ask this. I think it's a little off topic, but you mentioned it. What? And I've seen this before, and I've always wondered what it is. Charcuterie. What is that?
Oh, charcuterie boards. This is really popular right now. So it's like a meat, cheese, and cracker tray. People throw fruit on there, nuts, all sorts of things, and basically it's just a hodgepodge of snack foods on board. And people kind of make it look fancy and pretty, and it's delicious. I'll have to send you a picture, Jeff. You're going to love
okay.
it.
Okay. Yeah, I've heard this different places and actually seen it. I think it's spelled with a C-H and everything, but I'm like, what is that? You know, so you mentioned it. I thought, I'm going to ask you. But
Yes. It's a great way to get in dairy because it's a cheese board, essentially. Mm-hmm. And so it's a great way to get in some extra dairy, especially since it's so popular right now. I'm sure there were a lot of charcuterie boards at Super Bowl Sunday yesterday.
Right. You'd mentioned the recipe. I mean, obviously, we can't give a recipe. I mean, we could give a recipe on the air. Nobody's going to have time to write it down. But what is this month's recipe?
So we have an easy cheese veggie dip recipe on our website for this month's recipe. It has sour cream in it. It has garlic powder, onion flakes, Parmesan cheese, mozzarella cheese. So there's lots and lots of dairy in it. And it's a really great fresh dip to pair with veggies if you're looking for a healthy snack idea, and then you're getting in some extra dairy there too, for especially for oral health is what we're celebrating this month. So making sure our enamel's strong, we're getting in lots of calcium, but we're also getting our vegetables in too, so it's really good healthy snack option. But that is on our website, as well as tons and tons of other recipes as well. We always list a new recipe every month, so we have a pretty good bank of dairy-licious recipes on our website. If you're ever interested in trying to switch up what you're cooking at home, they're always there.
Okay. And they can get to that. It's one again, the address for that.
Yeah. So head to our website at www.stldairycouncil.org. And if you ever have any questions about dairy in your diet or how you can get a healthy smile with dairy, always feel free to reach out to us. My email is kbentledge@stldairycouncil.org, or on Facebook and Instagram, our handle is @stldairycouncil. We are always posting good health information on there, as well as our recipes as well. And all the things that are going on in the dairy world. So make sure you follow us at STL Dairy Council on Facebook and Instagram. We also like to have contests on there as well, where you can win fun dairy prizes. So make sure to follow us.
Right. I understand that. Is this going to be your last one with us?
It is, and I'm so sad. I am not leaving the Dairy Council, but I am transitioning to a different territory where I won't be covering Sparta anymore. So I am sad about that. But you guys are getting a new Kelsey. Her name is Kelsey Holter.
Yeah, we were talking about that. I said you kind of set a precedence now where anyone that covers this area has to be named Kelsey. Yeah.
Exactly. We're just going to keep it going. Kelsey's going to stay in the territory. Quite a while.
Right. You've been covering this area for what, about 3 years?
About 3 years now, yeah. So it's a sad transition, but I'm also excited because I'll be covering the area that I live in. So,
well, we've enjoyed talking with you, and you always keep it interesting, and you're real pleasant to talk with. And you know, I mean,
well, I appreciate all the times you've let me on, Jeff, and it's always fun to teach everyone about the power of dairy and all the different ways that we do.
And you're always welcome to stop in and chat if you want to. So,
yeah, I will have to do that next time I'm in the Sparta area.
So, all right. Well, I think that's about it for now. But Kelsey, thanks for being with us, and we've enjoyed the past 3 years, and we'll look forward to talking to Kelsey too.
Thank you, and I hope everyone has a fabulous February.
All right, you too. That'll wrap things up here. I am Jeff. This has been The People Speak. We will talk to you again tomorrow. Have a great day.